Namaskar. So in today's practice, we're going to start from a supine position. That means you'll be lying on your yoga mat on the back. Just lengthen yourself across your mat. Breathing comfortably. Nice, gentle space. So at the beginning, just close the eyes and watch each and every muscle, each and every physical element of your body come into a state of ease and release. Slowly lengthening the respirations. Letting gravity just consume your physical existence towards the earth. And observing how the breath can quiet and still the mind. If you still have any tension or engagement in any muscle that needs to be relaxed, just bring your mind's eye to that point and breathe easy at that space. Inhale, bring the arms up to the sky and back overhead and interlink the fingers, push the palms away, and on the next inhale, lengthen all the way out through the palms and arms and kick out through the legs and soles of the feet, so you're just stretching the body in either direction, full length, and then relax. And then inhale those arms up to the sky and let them come back by the sides. So the first pose today will be Bhastrikasana or bellows pose. It's a good pose to get the body going. Take a deep inhalation. And on the exhale, bring the left knee on up towards the sternum. Catching that shin with both hands. Keep the head and shoulders back into the earth. So the knee is up towards the sternum. Keep all the air out. Hold it for 8 seconds, approximately. And then on the inhalation, let that left leg go all the way out across the earth. So you're just lying flat again. You may take a rest breath. Then on your next exhale, bring that right knee all the way on up towards you. Hold it, keep the head and shoulders back into the mat. And when you're ready to inhalation, let that leg go out. Take a rest breath as you're just supine on your mat. And then one more big inhalation. And on the exhale, bring both knees up to the sternum, hands around the shins, head up to the knee, nice tight ball in your Utsat Mudra. And Utsat Mudra is the final phase of Bhastrikasana or bellows pose. So you're squeezing, and when you're ready to inhale, release all the way out. Let the legs go out, relax the head and shoulders back into the earth, hands by the sides. And that's one full round of Bhastrikasana. Let's do another. Big inhale, stay still. On the exhale, left knee on up towards the sternum, both hands around that shin, head and shoulders into the mat, keep the air out. And then inhale, extend that leg back to its natural point across the earth. Good, just let the breath be comfortable. When you're ready to exhale, bring that right knee on up towards you, Clasp around the shin with both hands, head and shoulders to the earth still. And inhale, extend that right leg out. Big inhale. Exhale, both knees over the navel, hands around the shins, head up to the knees, nice tight ball, cleanse and purify, release any static energy from the body. And a nice, long, slow, extended inhalation as you come back into that supine pose, head and shoulders back into the earth, legs out. And just give it a moment to rest and relax for. Good, let that settle in. Now let's bring that left knee up towards the sternum again. And this time, you know, just kind of bring it up. We're going to work through a little sequence here, a little bit of a pose. So you're going to bring that left elbow on the inside of the left knee and try and catch the left toe with the left hand. So the knee is bent, the thigh is towards you, and the sole of the left foot is towards the sky. If you can't reach the sole of the foot, the big toe with the left hand and get the sole of the foot to the sky, you can hold on to the shin. So now we're going to drop that left leg to the outside. So the left elbow is on the inside of the knee and just kind of let gravity draw that left leg to the outside. So the sole of the foot's going away from you. Now there are two variations. If you can't hold on to that toe, simply have your left hand on the inside of the left knee and kind of open up that hip. Or in contrast, if you have more extension and you can extend that left leg all the way out, that's a possibility. But we haven't done a lot of hamstring stretches today. We haven't done any, really. So that may feel a little awkward, might feel a little tight. So this, we get this happy medium where the left elbow is on the inside of the left knee and you got that toe with the hand and you're just letting that hip open gradually, you're breathing. Good. And then bring that knee back into center. So left knee is into center. Hold on to it there. And let's take the right hand to the outside of that left knee. Big inhale. And on the exhale, we're going to work into a supine twist. It's called Supta Matsyendrasana. You use your right hand to guide that left knee across the torso and down to the right side of the body. And the left hand can extend out to the left side, and your vision can actually go over towards that left thumb if that's comfortable for you. If you prefer to look to the sky, that's all right. And so now you're in your supine twist, and you're just breathing comfortably, because that's what we do in twists. We just breathe while we're in the twist. And then we'll inhale that left knee back into center, extend that leg out. And once again, we just kind of back into a supine pose, breathing comfortably. So we're going to start that other side here. We'll bring that right knee up. And then you're going to catch at the point of choice. You're going to either right hand on the inside of that knee and pull to the outside, or kind of like we aim for on the first side, right elbow on the inside of the knee, catch that big toe. Aim that sole of the foot to the sky and just let that hip open to the outside with the sole of the foot going away from you. Or if that leg will extend all the way out, that's also fine. But you're just enjoying a nice gentle hip opener and gravity is really doing all the work. You're just kind of holding on to the leg and letting it open, letting that hip open, groins open. Good, inhale back to center, and let's just move right into that twist. Inhale, and then exhale into the twist. So we always exhale into a twist. So left hand pulls that right knee down to the left side of the body, and the right arm extends out to the side. You can look out towards that right thumb. And what do? We breathe in the twist. We just continue to breathe, and you might feel that right glute's also getting a little bit of stretch there. Good. Good. Inhale back to center. And let that leg go all the way out. You're back into supine. And then let's draw the feet into a diamond shape. So the soles of the feet touch. And 10 toes touch. So the feet are in a diamond. And arms are parallel to the thighs. So arms are like at 45 degrees or so. Just kind of opening up both hips simultaneously. A little bit less of force of gravity involved, but just kind of opening. And now we're going to work into Ananda Balasana, or a happy baby pose. We're going to fold those arms straight up to the sky. So now the arms are straight up. Bring the knees to the outside of the elbows. And now catch the big toes. If you can't catch the big toes, hold on to the shins. But you draw the thighs towards you and separate the knees wide. Sole the foot of the feet faces towards the sky. Now while you're in this pose, which is a really nice hip opener, you may rock side to side, that's an option. Or you may stay still just on the spine and back. Another thing to do is, if you have the reach, you may extend those legs all the way out into a V. And then maybe come back in. Or if you're just in your traditional stance, you're just drawing the thighs towards you, the knees wide, sole the feet to the sky. Good, and then the next couple breaths will land down out of it, so let the soles of the feet land down into the earth. So now the knees are bent. And we're going to do one more supine pose, one or two more, before moving in our sequence. So you're on your back. You got the soles of the feet into the mat. Let's bring that right ankle on the left thigh. It's just perched there. Just the ankle bone is just beyond the femur bone. The right ankle bone is just beyond the femur bone of the left thigh. And then bring that left knee on up towards you. And then reach both hands towards that left shin or the left hamstring. So the right hand will go in between the thighs and reach the left shin. Left hand will go around the outside of the left thigh to the left shin. And then exhale, head up towards that right ankle. So now you're getting a nice deep glute stretch in that right glute down into the piriformis region. That small muscle deep inside. And when you're ready, just kind of inhale out of it. Let that left foot go back down to the mat. And uncrisscross. Right foot flush into the mat. Left ankle onto the right thigh. Exhale into it. So you bring the right knee up, carrying that left ankle with you. And then you just reach those arms. Left arm goes between the thighs. Right hand goes around. And those hands meet either at the hamstring or the right shin, and the head is at this point up towards that crossed over left ankle. So now you're getting a big stretch in that glute in the left side. And then inhale out of it. Good. Let those feet land down. Now let's bring then both knees over the belly and just push the legs up into the sky, and let's get the arms up too. So nothing fancy here, just all four limbs are straight up to the sky. You can kind of extend out through the heels and get the toes back towards you, stretch out through the calves, let the hamstrings, and getting an inversion of the limbs. And then come on down out of it, bending the knees, soles of the feet down, hands by the sides. Now we're going to do another glute stretcher, hip opener, whatever you want to call it. Both are applicable. You may repeat the one that we just did, ankle on that left thigh. Or, if it's available for you, here's what we're going to do. You're going to bring your right knee over the left knee. So it's like you're sitting completely cross-legged, except you're on your back. And then bring both knees up towards you. And you just hold on to the feet. So that means the right, the legs are crossed, but the arms aren't crossed. So the right hand just reaches for that left foot, and the left hand reaches for that right foot, and you just draw the knees in towards the chin. And you get the heels about as high as the knees. If the heels drop down, that'll take some of the pressure off, which you may need if the heels go down towards the glute. Otherwise, you can get the heels up about as high as the knees and draw that chin in towards you. I like to generally lie back into it. Some folks may like to bring the head up towards the knee. That's okay if it works for you. But this is a pretty intense stretch, so take it easy. Don't hurt yourself with it. And then inhale out of it. And now we'll just get the other side. Bring that opposite knee over, so cross leg on the other side, cross that leg. And bring both knees up towards you. And reach for the feet accordingly, like you did last time. And then just guide how high you want those heels. Are they down towards the glute, or if they can get to about knee height? And you can either be lying back into it, drawing the knees towards your chin, or you can bring that head up towards the knees. Good, and then gently release out of it. And just get into a supine position. And now we're going to transition into table. So if you'd like to bring both knees up, cross the ankles, and roll up into table, that's fine. If you need to roll to the side and come up into table, if you want to do a seated forward fold and come all the way into, however you make your transition to table, that's A-okay. So at this point, we should pretty much have reached the table position, and we'll have the hands shoulder width apart, knees are hip width. Remember, not too wide, and also not too close to the hands. The full length of the spine should be parallel to the earth. You don't want to crumple that spine or anything. You want the full length. And then get that neutral spine by pulling the navel high without rounding the back and wrapping the muscles around the rib cage. And then we're just going to work into cat and cow. Exhale, round out the spine, tuck the chin. So you're getting like a humpback. And then slowly inhale, drop that navel down, bring the eyes and chin up. So you're getting spinal extension here. This is cow posture. And then exhale, round out, back into cat. And slowly, when you're ready, inhale. Come into cow, you drop the belly down, inhale eyes and chin up. And now I'll let you do a few more rounds on your own. You know how to do it, you know how to gauge the breath, go at your own pace. Now one thing to consider while you're doing it, you might try and go, just move one vertebra at a time, starting at the tailbone and moving all the way up through the cervical spine. Just try and make that transition moving one vertebra at a time. So you're just moving through your sequence of cat and cow at your own pace. Good. When you're ready, come on up into downward dog. If you're still finishing out cat and cow, no problem. Just come up to downward dog when you're ready. And for those who just want to hang out in downward dog, that's fine. And then you can return to child anytime you like. But for those who want to get a little bit more creative or a little bit more active with it, you may start moving in towards three-pointed downward dog. You might bring the left leg to the sky. In fact, let's all do that. Let's bring that left leg all the way up if that works for you. And now let's stack that left hip on that right hip and look underneath the left underarm. So that left leg is really ratcheted way up to the sky, and you're squeezing that leg. You're pressing out through the sole of the foot. That left hip is stacked. And now square off that hip. Bring that left knee to the nose and shift your weight forward. So now your elbows, shoulders, and wrists are perpendicular to the earth, and the left knee is towards the to the nose. Inhale, back up into a three-pointed downward dog. Let that left leg go down. Good. You feel like dropping into plank for a moment. You need to rest into child's pose for a moment before we do the other side. That's okay. You want to get into upward dog. So you got a few moments here before we do the right leg. All right. So set yourself back in your downward dog. And let's inhale, bring that right leg way up to the sky. We're going to stack that hip. Press out through the sole of the foot. So right hip is stacked on the left hip. We're squeezing every bone of the right leg, pressing out through the sole of the foot. We're looking underneath the right underarm. So it's a nice glute and hip opener. And then square off that hip. Now those toes are facing towards the earth and the heel to the sky. You square it off and then bring that knee right into the navel or to the nose and shift that weight forward. So now your elbows, shoulders, and wrists are stacked perpendicular to the mat. Good. And inhale back up into your three-pointed downward dog. Good. And then we can all meet in child's pose. All right, up into table. So we're going to switch gears a little bit here. From table, bring that left foot to the outside of the left hand. Good. Then you're going to turn that foot at 45 degrees. You're going to extend the right leg back, curling the toes into the earth. And you're going to inhale and bring that left arm forward, and you're looking out across the earth. So you just get a nice extension through the right leg back. The left arm is tucked on the inside of the left knee, and you're just looking forward. If you need to keep that right knee down, that's okay. If you can hold your pose, that's great. Let that left hand come down inside of the left foot. And then we're going to turn around to the right side. You're going to turn into a wide angle fold facing to your right. So just turn that left foot around, walk the hands around, and now you got 10 toes facing to the right side of the room or right side of your yoga mat. And you're into a wide angle fold. So you can play with this a little bit. You can reach the hands out past the feet. You may walk the hands back through the legs. You may shift the weight from side to side, softening one knee, then the other knee. When you do that, you might be cradling the head, hands to the opposite elbow. You may also walk those feet out nice and wide, like as if you're doing a split. Just walk those feet out wide. So you have any of these options, or you might just stay in a standard wide angle fold. So it's for you to experiment with and see what's comfortable for you. And whatever you did here, you'll emulate that on the other side in due course, not just yet. Just keep it in mind. Come into a very natural wide angle position. So it's not too wide, not too narrow. Kind of like what we would use for a warrior pose. Draw the hands to the hips, get the spine parallel to the earth. So a nice flat back, eyes down, crown forward. Chin is not to sternum, chin is neutral. A cervical spine is neutral, eyes to the ground. And then inhale, bring that torso all the way up. Float the arms out into a T, so the arms are now 180 degrees parallel to the earth. You're going to turn your left toe to the front edge of your yoga mat. You're going to cast your vision over that left fingertips. and you're just going to glide into Virabhadrasana 2 or Warrior 2. Release through the hips. Watch that left knee come over the ankle and just settle into it. You squeeze from the right glute down to the right heel. And you're just breathing naturally. Good. Vision fixed at one spot. And also be mindful about that knee. Don't let that left knee collapse into center. Make sure that left knee is beautifully stacked over the ankle. And to get there, you may need to squeeze the femur bone and draw that knee towards the left little toe. And remember, spine is tall, straight up and down. You're not lunging through the spine. The spine is vertical. Let's reverse back. Drop that right hand back down to that right thigh and scoop that left arm way up to the sky, and the vision follows that left arm way up. Good. And now let's windmill all the way down to the earth. Left hand comes down, the right arm comes up, and that also comes down. And you land those hands on the mat. You can soften that right knee down to the earth. Good. And then take it all the way back into a wide angle child's pose. Make our way to table, bring the right foot to the outside of the right hand, angle that foot at 45 degrees, lift up and extend back through the left leg, curl those left toes into the earth, push back through the left heel, you got the left palm into the mat, and bring that right arm forward, look straight out in front. Good engagement. Landing that right palm down, swing it around to the left side. So 10 toes to the left side of the mat. And you're into your wide angle fold, just how we transitioned last time. And now, like we did last time, you have some options. You can remain in a standard wide angle fold. You can walk the hands out past the feet. You can walk the hands back through the legs. You can cradle the head, reaching for the opposite elbow, and then shift the weight from side to side by softening one knee. That kind of gives a nice good groin stretch. Or you might release the hands to the earth and walk the legs out wide, wide, wide. So those are some options, pretty much what you had on the initial side, or just kind of emulate what you did the first time on the other side. Good. And then bring yourself into a natural wide angle stance. Bring the hands to the hips. Inhale, get that flat back. So now the spine is perfectly parallel to the earth. Good. You just extend out through the crown and slowly, as if there's a magical string coming off the crown of the head, lift that torso all the way up to the sky. And now you're straight up and down through the spine. Inhale, float the arms out into 180 degrees across the earth. So right now when you do this, you're in what's called Uttitadasana, or extended mountain pose. And then you're going to cast your vision over to the right side. You're going to turn that right foot to the front edge of the mat. And just glide, release into your Virabhadrasana 2 or Warrior 2. You release through the hip, keep that spine vertical, and right knee's over the ankle, not letting it collapse into center, squeeze in the left glute down to the back leg or left heel. And then harness the mind, fix that vision straight out across the earth into your victory stance. Good. Pure, clean focus and concentration. being invincible and strong, inspired in life. Good. We're going to move into that reverse. Drop that left hand down, inhale that right arm up to the sky, follow that right thumb. And remember, keep those hips low. You want to keep that right knee over the ankle. You don't want to lose that stance. So the lower limbs stay as is, and you're way up to the sky looking back. Good. And when you're ready to windmill down, you let that right hand come down, left arm up to the sky, and that follow suit comes down to the ground, make your way, and then just retreat back into a wide angle child's pose. Just rest it here for a moment. Good. Get yourself up into table. And now I'm going to give you two options on how to get to standing. You can just simply work yourself into a standing forward fold. That's one option. So in a moment we'll do it if that's what you choose. The other one is to come into a double toe stand, which means that you're on the ball of the feet with the arms out in front and knees bent, kind of like in a squat, except that you're sitting on the heels and the arms are out. So if you're in your standing fold and your legs are lengthened, you can roll up one vertebra at a time. And if you're in your toe stand, double toe stand, and you're looking out across the earth, you may try and rise up, keeping the heels off the mat. And you rise all the way up into Talasana, lengthening the legs, lengthening the torso, and reaching the arms to the sky. And then, now we'll all be in mountain pose, however you got there. Mountain pose, the feet are hip width apart, arms are out away from the hips, palms facing forward, chin is back towards you, and level. Good. Close the eyes. Inhale those hands to the heart. Bring those feet all the way together so the ankles touch. Have the eyes open. We're going to work into a little balance series here. Let's come up into Utkat Vrajasana. So here you're going to hinge to the hips, soften to the knees, and swing the arms up at an angle. So the palms are together. You're like a lightning bolt. For those who know chair pose, it's kind of like chair pose. So Vraja in Sanskrit means lightning. So it's a lightning bolt. And so the arms are up at an angle, and you're coming back through those hips that are hinged. So that means, and then the hips are a little bit back, and then the knees are a little bit soft. Just like a lightning bolt, if you think of that nice jagged shape. Good. Now from this position, we're slowly going to bring those hands separating and then coming back towards you. So the arms kind of flare out away from the hips. And as they do that, you lengthen the right leg and swing that left leg back just a little bit, about 15 or 30 degrees, and the torso is scooped up to the sky. So basically you've lengthened the right leg and you're scooping that torso to the sky and you're squeezing the left leg, which is now back behind you. You should feel a nice engagement in those low back muscles. You'll get creating lordosis, a nice curvature in the low back. It's great for the lumbar region. And then you're opening through the heart, the shoulder blades encroaching towards the spine. And the arms are kind of flared away from the hips, palms facing forward. Good. Then on the inhale, bring that left knee up in front. Get the arms up, way up into the sky. You're into Ardha Ardha Hastasana, or half upward arm pose. The left knee is parallel to the hip, straight up in front. And the right leg is lengthened, and you're just tall. You're using your core muscles for your balance. Your vision is straight across the earth. And then we're going to take flight. We're going to drop the arms out like wings into a T-shape, and then bring the torso down and swing that left leg back. So you swing that left leg back, torso forward. And now you're just parallel to the earth through the torso and the leg. That means your left heel is as high as the head, or you get towards that position, whatever you can manage. Keep flight. You can have the vision fixed at one point on the ground. And you want to really have spinal extension. You want to lengthen out through that spine, not kind of wilt towards the earth, but have that good length out through that crown of the head and lifting that back heel. And then just kind of land down, let that left foot land, bring the torso back up, shake it out, be comfortable. Good. If you want to roll those shoulders a little bit, you can roll the shoulders up and back. You can shake out the feet, just whatever you need to do for a moment. You want to roll the neck and kind of stretch that way, that's okay. Good. And let's get back into Utkat Vrajasana little by little. Bring the ankles and knees together and extend the arms up at an angle, eyes up to the thumbs. And you hinge back through the hips and soften those knees. Remember that lightning bolt? Just make that. And you don't peek the tailbone away. Like, you're not pushing that tailbone away. You're wrapping those muscles around the rib cage and you're kind of tucking that tailbone so that spine is neutral right from the tailbone right up through the crown. And we're going to work into that initial balance. Slowly bring those hands down, separate them. This time the left leg lengthens and you swing, and you bring the right leg back just about 30 degrees or so, 20, 30 degrees. You press out through the sole of the foot and scoop that torso up towards the sky. The spine is more vertical than horizontal. It's almost straight up out of the hips. You're kind of scooping up. And your chin is level, shoulder blades towards the spine, lifting through the crown, and you're having that right leg back behind you, and you're squeezing those leg bones and pressing out through the sole of the foot. You're creating nice space in that lumbar region. Hold that pose. Whenever you wish to transition into Ardha Ardha Hastasana or half upward arm pose, simply draw that right leg forward, left knee up, hip height, bring the arms up to the sky, wrap those muscles around the rib cage, get that core set, and you're trying to lift. You're squeezing that left leg, you're lifting up to the crown, keeping the chin level. And then arms can come out at a T-shape, and you can swing that right leg back and lift it back and drop the torso. One fluid motion, and just take flight like a bird. You want to be nice and buoyant through the torso. Breathe steadily. Fix your vision. And fly on and on. And at some point, that right leg can come back down into the earth, and you just bring yourself into a nice casual, bring that torso up, and you're into a casual standing position. Good. You want to roll the shoulders, roll the neck. I'll let you decide. And now let's get those feet parallel to one another, and you're standing, lengthened, legs engaged. And bring the hands back behind you, palms together, and have the shoulder blades encroach in towards the spine. Bring the chin back towards you, so you're kind of opening up through that heart. And then relax, release, easy, comfortably. Good. We're going to step up into Warrior One or Virabhadrasana One. So how about let's start with the left leg. Get the left foot forward, the right leg back. And that right foot's angled at 45 degrees. Shoulders are over the hips. And arms are straight up to the sky. Palms are facing one another, shoulder width apart. Your left knee's over the ankle. Your heart is square to the front edge of the mat. And you're just breathing nice and strong. Good, clean breaths. Navigating your pose. Good. Let's circle those hands to the heart. Rotate that back leg so that now you're on the ball of the right foot and that heel is towards the sky. And we're going to step up into dancer variation or Natarajasana intro. In the next breath or so, when you feel ready, you're going to try and catch that right ankle with the right hand. You'll just give a little step off with that back foot. Maybe you take 3 or 4 steps, or maybe you can do it in one clean shot where you'll press off with the back foot, lengthen the left leg, and catch that right ankle with the right hand. And bring that left arm up to the sky. If you got it there, now sometimes some folks have trouble catching that right ankle with their right hand, or it just won't reach, in which case you can have that right foot hooked behind the left calf. Now we're going to try and pass. We're going to bring that left hand down, pass that right foot into the left hand, and bring the right arm up. And now let's go back the way we came. Right hand comes down, catching the right ankle, bring the left arm up. And down, relax, release. Now you let that right foot come down to the earth. So now you're standing somewhere near the front edge of the mat. And let's sit up on the other side. So we're going to keep that right foot pretty much where it is, towards the front edge. Bring that left leg way back. We need to get into Warrior One. So that left leg is a nice powerful stance back behind you. That left foot's angled about 45 degrees forward. The reason why is you want to get those hips and shoulders square to the front edge of your mat. Bring the arms up to the sky and just be courageous and strong. Good. Chin is level, shoulders over hips, vision across the earth. Good. Like other warrior poses, don't let that right knee collapse into center. Make sure it's stacked over the ankle. Then we'll circle those hands around to heart center. Rotate that back foot towards the sky. That means you got the left heel towards the sky. And anytime you're ready, you can make that big step and try and catch that left ankle with the left hand as you lengthen up through the right leg. Or you might take a few steps to get there. But you're into that Natarajasana warm-up. And while you're in this pose, you want to try and get the thighs parallel to one another. That means that what gives that nice good opening to that quad. And then you may begin your pass. So you let your hand come down. Good. And you try and just pass that foot to the opposite hand, bring that arm up. And then back to the other side, pass that foot, bring the other arm back up. Good. And then land it down so you're just into a comfortable standing position. Good. We're going to do warrior one again. Keep that left foot forward, bring the right leg back, angle it at 45 degrees. Arms up to the sky, get your warrior stance. You know what to do. Feel it out. Get focused. Good. This time we're also going to make a balance sequence, but it's going to be a different one. Bring those hands around to heart center. Rotate that back heel to the sky. Get on the ball of the right foot. And we're going to work into half Utkatasana. So we're going to, that means that right ankle is going to try and land on that left thigh. And you'll be hinged at the hips. And you're just bouncing half chair pose. You might take 4 steps to get there. You might get there in 1 clean step. Whenever you're ready to work into it, bring that right ankle across onto that left thigh. You hinge back through those hips. So that thigh's at a slight angle. So that right ankle is a place to perch. And then you cast your vision out maybe 45 degrees towards the earth. And again, you don't peek that tailbone way back. You keep that neutral spine. You wrap those core muscles, get them engaged. And whenever you're ready, you can land out of it. Just be comfortable standing on the front edge of your mat. And at some point, we'll step up into Virabhadrasana on that right side. So that right foot will be forward, left leg back. Come into your stance, you know what to do. Get those arms up, chin is level. Use that powerful left leg from the glute down to the heel to give you sense of engagement in your pose. Just kind of breathe and take it all in. You may circle those hands around to heart center at some point, keeping shoulders stacked over hips. When you're ready, rotate that back foot towards the sky. Get that left heel there. Get on the ball of that foot. And whenever you feel ready to make that clean step and perch, bring that left ankle onto the right thigh, settle into your balance. You got that hip hinge, bending the knee, spine is lengthened, not rounded, but it's angled forward, and vision cast 50 or 60 degrees out in front, 45, somewhere around there. You're looking out towards the earth. Keep that cervical spine neutral. And you land down out of it. And you're just standing comfortably on the around the front edge of the mat. Good. Let's have the hands by the sides. And let's lift all 10 toes. Get those toes up. Kind of lifts the arches as well. And then let those toes spread down into the mat. And just take a nice easy roll down into Uttanasana or standing forward fold. Now I'll give you a couple of variations here. You can walk the feet to the outer edge of the mat and kind of sway that torso, or walk those hands in a semicircle from the outside of the right heel to the outside of the left heel. You may cradle the head and reach for the opposite elbow and just sway and ragdoll. So anytime, or if you'd like to keep those feet together and reach the hands behind the calves, that's also fine. So just kind of experiment in your forward fold here for a little bit. And then when you're ready, walk it back into your downward dog. Good. So nice length ears between the elbows. Get a nice clean downward dog, heels towards the earth as best as you're able. And then let's get up on the ball of the feet. Get those heels up high, but you're keeping that tailbone peaked and back. Long spine. And then release those heels back down towards the earth. And let's drop it down into plank. If you need to drop one knee or both knees, that's okay. And then let's go back up into our downward dog. Good. How about bringing the left leg up to the sky, bending that knee, and trying to touch that left heel to the right glute. And then bringing that left leg to the sky and down, bringing that right leg up, right heel towards the left glute, pointing that right knee up towards the moon. And then down. Good. 4 points in downward dog. You want to go into child, feel free. You want to continue on and come into plank, come right into plank. Then from plank, if we'd like to go into upward dog, just point the toes back at the tops of the feet to the earth. Lower those hips. Try and keep the knees and thighs off the earth and scoop the torso up. So you get a nice, it's kind of like cobra pose. Those of you know cobra, except the thighs aren't on the mat. If you'd like to do it with the toes curled, that's also fine, kind of a modified pose. And if you'd like to do just plain cobra pose, that's okay too. And then take it back into your downward dog. Good. Drop down to table, retreat to child when you're ready. Hands on either sides of the knees, crown up. And let's get those legs out into a wide angle position. So you're sitting on your mat, you got those legs out to a nice wide V, as much as you can. And you're trying to press the backs of the legs into the earth. And you might adjust yourself by drawing those, by sliding those hips forward. Bring yourself forward through the sits bones so you open up into a wider position. See how it goes. Then inhale the arms up to the sky and then come on down straight forward into a wide ankle fold. So you just down forward. So I know some of you might be able to get your torso closer to the mat, some of you a little bit further from the mat. That's okay. You reach where you can and you be mindful to keep the backs of the legs pressed into the earth, heels out, toes back. And slowly draw your torso back up out of it. And you got the arms up to the sky. And then turn towards that left leg, and on the exhale, come down over that left leg, and you try and get that sternum lined up with that left knee as you fold down. And it's just a nice, clean position. You're reaching out, you're anchoring somewhere, maybe on the shin or thigh, or if you can reach to the foot, that's great. Now we're just going to anchor with that left hand and open that right arm across the torso and up to the opposite diagonal of the room and follow that right thumb with your vision. So you look up towards that right thumb. So you got a nice heart opener here. You got the left hand anchored somewhere, maybe on the left foot or left shin or somewhere, and heart's open, that right arm's going out of that far away diagonal. And take that right hand around the back to the left hip. Drawing that right shoulder blade back, breathing comfortably. Inhaling that right arm up, and then come back into that wide angle fold towards that left leg, both arms going out towards that left foot. Good. Remember to keep both legs pressed into the earth, heels out, toes back, and you're down towards that left leg. And then walk on up that shin and thigh. Come on up. Good. Just be a neutral place. And let's turn towards that right side. Inhale the arms way up to the sky. And on your exhale, come down over that right leg. Try and get that sternum over the right knee as best you're able. Good. Pressing that back of the leg into the earth. And maybe you're reaching. You see how far you go when you reach. Maybe you're reaching to the toes, to the shin. And slowly get that anchoring. Get that right hand anchored somewhere. And open that left arm up to the sky at that opposite diagonal. So you're open across the sternum and heart. Your vision is up towards that left thumb. Okay, just breathing comfortably in your stance. Taking that left hand around the back to the right hip. So left shoulder blade towards the spine, you're open to that heart. Right hand is still reaching out towards that right foot. Good, inhale that left arm all the way up to the sky. And come on down towards that extended right leg into your fold again. Good. Get the backs of both legs to the earth. Heels out, toes back. Just soaking up that nice deep fold. And then slowly walk on up that shin and thigh. Come all the way up. Get the torso upright. Good. Now have those hands on the ground and try and open up a little wider. So what you'll do is you have your hands back behind the hips or glutes. Draw those hips forward using those hands for that to give yourself a little bit more of a push. And maybe a little wider than you were before. And inhale the arms up to the sky. And on the exhale, come on down straight front center. Both hands front center. And you give a little reach. Heels out, toes back. And just see where you are in your pose. Long, slow breaths. This will be the last one for this kind of wide angle fold series. So if you'd like to walk it from one side to the other, or if you want to just stay front center, that's okay. You have about 30, 40 seconds. You see what feels right for you. Maybe you like to angle over to the left side or to the right side. But just make sure in about 20 seconds that you're pretty much even on both sides. Or maybe you're just staying front center. Maybe you're doing a quick check and trying to draw those hips forward again and get those legs out a little wider. See how that works. Okay, and then gently, your front center here, you've been even on both sides at this point, and then just kind of walk those hands up towards you, and you bring the torso straight up. And then gradually, draw those legs in towards you. You're going to move into supine, not supine, we're going to be in seated bound angle. draw the heels in towards you. So now the heels are moving towards the Muladhara Chakra, towards the tailbone, and the soles of the feet are lined up there. And you can have the hands around the outside of the feet. And you're sitting tall as best you can. 10 toes lined up, soles of the feet touching, and just draw those heels in towards the tailbone, dropping the knees down as much as they will open, as much as those hips will allow them to. And hopefully it's pretty wide today because we've done a lot of hip openers, so it should feel nice and free. Let's rotate those knees to center, hands around the shins, and just come into a perfect seated ball with the soles of the feet off the mat. Find that little balance. Hands around the shins, closing the eyes, breathing easy. Just being light, free, completely suspended in this cosmos. Good. Slowly land those feet into the earth. And we'll get a couple rises into tabletop. Hands are back behind you, palms down, fingers facing forward. Feet are hip width. Both palms are down. And when you're ready, press and come up into tabletop. You lift those hips. And you get, so now from the knees to the hips to the shoulders, you're parallel to the earth as best as you're able. The knees are stacked over the ankles and the arms are, so you got 4 legs of your tabletop. That means the arms are 2 and the knees to the ankles are 3 and 4. And then lower those hips back down. And we'll take another rise with it. This is optional if you want just to keep it at 1, or if that's not a pose for you, that's all right. Press with those feet, raise those hips up, engage the glute, eyes are to the sky, chin is neutral. Lower down. And then just extend yourself across the mat into a supine position. Take time, get yourself comfortable. And once you've reached this place, you've earned the right to decide what you need to do. So I'm just going to let you move into some rocks or some rolls, or maybe just going to circle those knees over the navel, or maybe just going to lie back into Shavasana and have a little bit extra time there. So you decide what your body's calling for, what it's asking from you. But you're moving towards a more delicate, more gentle space, little by little. Good, and slowly start to wrap it up in the next 20, 30 seconds or so. As you enter into Shavasana, you're doing a full-on body scan. Eyes are closed. Arms are 5-6 inches from the hips, palms facing towards the sky. Soles of the feet relaxed. And then just scan from the toes to the crown, making sure every element of the physical body is relaxed, disengaged, free, in a state of release. At this point, the physical body should be able to melt relatively easily right into the mat. And then let's work in towards that psychic realm, that psycho-spiritual domain. We're going to use the breath as the medium to delve deeper into the mind. Long, slow inhalation, touch into that psycho-spiritual space within, that invisible point that connects to your true self. And exhale out, evacuating the air completely. And inhale all the way into the Ajna Chakra, also known as the pituitary gland, or the seat of the mind. Find where you reside in the cosmos. Inhale all the way into that nuclear point. And you exhale out at your own pace. And just continue on that breathing pattern where each and every inhalation takes you a little bit deeper within, crossing the next threshold with each and every respiration. It's a time to quiet, to still, to reflect, refine, and recondition your entire human experience. Three more perfect breaths. Rotate the palms into the mat. Knees up to the sky. One arm up to the sky and back overhead. And whatever arm you raised and moved back overhead, rotate to that side, getting completely lateral to the earth. Ankles, knees, hips, shoulders stacked. And rest it there. On the next inhale, come on up into seated position. Nice and tall, hands into the lap. Breathe comfortably. If you prefer your hands on the knees, it's fine. Just whatever suitable seated position for you. Soaking up all the shine and charm and brilliance of your practice. On the next inhalation, draw the palms together, thumbs touching to the Trikuti point, honoring that psycho-spiritual domain that lies within. Slowly draw the hands down to heart center, connecting with that tender human heart, touching your heart and each and every human heart. Internally, we say namaskar.